Still sick as a dog. Still broke as a skunk stink. Still crazy as a bat. Still fussing, can't get along with nobody. But that Negro know he preached today. I know it's about time some stuff get cleared up. I know why people don't like me. I don't care. I wasn't called by people. I had to get over myself at first. But now that it's happened, you better look out. I don't care what folks think about me. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm not trying to impress nobody. But I want to make sure I obey God. Because the stuff that's about to manifest in this earth, people are going to have to know how to walk with God. They're going to have to know that God. They're going to have to know how to use the word of God. They're going to have to know that the power is in the word. And the words that come out of your mouth is what's going to change your situation. You can't talk any kind of way. You can't fellowship with anything and be all right. You can't do it. You do it, you're going to be in trouble. And that's why the church is in trouble. I'm looking for miracles every day. I'm going to have some miracles. I'm going to walk in miracles. Y'all hear me? I just go a step further. I'm a miracle walking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, when we understand that God didn't come, God never one time, not one time ever God, that God ever brought a curse to this earth. Check it out. Satan brought it. How did it say? Grandma taught it and we bought it. There's some stuff people taught us and we bought it. You better go to your word. And you better say, Holy Spirit, you wrote this, now teach me. But you be going to some man. If you go to some man, when I mean man, I'm talking about man and woman. You better make sure they are submitted to the Holy Spirit. Not because they can talk good. Because they got a good tone. Yeah, Lord, yeah. Oh, oh, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. I know it's going, I don't care. I care, but I don't care. You know what I mean? I know my English is broken, but I tell you what, I'm going to break it up and get it to you the best way I can. Thank God for a good wife. She's been working on me. Hallelujah. Give her a hand. And say, Miss Jones, keep at it. Hallelujah. 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 So let's go to Galatians. Ooh, Galatians chapter 3. Let's go to our text. We're going to read this. See, I have some sons and we have a daughter. We have some sons. Daughter, they went to college. They learned the language pretty good. Papa came along in the rough side, and our little barefoot boy. And my papa, my daddy, he taught me how to work. I milked my first cow when I was 5 years old. We started plowing. We didn't have mule because he liked horses, because horses were a little swifter than a mule. And I think my oldest brother, Johnny, he was running in the middle of us out with a scooter stop. Nobody, some of y'all young folk, y'all know what I'm talking about, a scooter stop. I'll try to break it down to you. But he started running middle with a scooter stop, and the handle, he had to reach up to the handle. The handle was over your head, little fella. Daddy had him out there plowing. That's a scooter stop, is what they put on the tractor, have a bunch of them. They plow around the plant. And a scooter stop, just a single stop. You run 1 mil at a time with one horse pulling it. Hello? Yeah. That's what, and so that's what they ran the mills out with, you know, but the cultivator, it had two foot on this side and two on that side. And then they had the stretchers, you know, all that good stuff. And you had the whole limb hit, and he was too small to drive and plow. So I did the drive and he did the plowing. We was a little old fella. We learned how to work. The other says, y'all didn't get what we call it. Y'all got the goody part. And that was tough, but you just triple it up. Yeah. Just triple it up. And you got to know my daddy was a good daddy, but daddy did not play. If he said it, you better best be getting it done. He wouldn't like some of these daddy now. You better go do that, child. You better go do that. Come on. You be trying to get up your teeth and your... And whatever else, because you're going to knock it over in Sunday. And so, at my whole point, let me get back to where I was. I didn't get a chance to get me, how that fellow said, my education. And I went through high school, and... they tied a rope to me and pulled me through. And I caught a few thee, thou, and she, and cat, and dog. I learned those three or four words. Then the Lord said, Jimmy, I'm doing pretty good, you know, because I can work. And not no brag. My brother and I, we're stout as a bull. You didn't want to grab us. You should have seen some stuff. Where is Jai? Jai somewhere. he much taller than I was, but I wasn't quite as muscular, as thick as he is, about that size. And I weighed about 159 pounds, somewhere 150, between 150, 159. You should have seen some of the stuff I picked up. Listen to me, I'm not telling you, don't lie. We used to cut some pulp wood. And those things you couldn't get your arm around, I would do like this. I would squat down, get my hand up, pick that thing up, put it on that wagon. You didn't want to mess with it. I was in Vietnam. I don't know where I'm going. But anyway, I was in Vietnam. And everybody thought I went to the, what you call gym, what you call AJ, where you work out. Lifting, we'll go where you lift weight. Everybody thought when I went to Vietnam, you know, most people, they want to take off the shirt so you see. I had something to see. Come on now. And there was not a fat bone on my body. And this guy, he was about 6 feet tall. Here I am, 5'8", you know. He about six, maybe 6'1". And he got him, you could drink beer because they bring it from the PA, and I always trade mine for pop. But anyway, he got a couple of beers on it. I guess he'd been watching me. He wanted to try me.